Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. We are here every Wednesday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. on the Pacific side with a great friend of ours. His name is Ray Gebauer. Ray and I met many years ago, could be two decades or plus ago, when he was building a network marketing company. I was exposed to some of the things that he was doing as a leader on a conference call with a good friend of ours. Her name is still Kim Claver. Kim was known as Ms. Stud because she was just an amazing person. She was just super duper smart. She had Ray there. I was impressed with Ray, and we started to do a little bit of business together, helping him build that network marketing company. And then, you know how things go. He goes in a direction, we go in a direction. I don't remember why specifically, but the reality was, as many years ago, I reached out back to him and said, "Hey, Ray, I know that you're working on stuff, and you should probably know what we're doing. I should probably catch up on what you're doing." And that's how this radio show got started. I asked him to spend a little bit of time every once in a while on maybe something that would be motivational and educational, inspirational for our Building Fortunes Radio listening audience, and actually turned into an every Wednesday show. So for those people that are here, you know that Mr. Ray Gebauer likes to work with acronyms. So he'll pick a word, and then we'll do three radio shows per letter in that acronym. And today we're on the second G in the acronym RING, R-I-N-G, which means we've done a whole bunch of them before this, so we're almost done. So if you want to hear the previous ones, go back to buildingfortunesradio.com/Ray, that's R-A-Y, dash, as in the minus sign, then Gebauer, G-E-B-A-U-E-R, and you'll be able to hear this as well as the previous radio shows. So I know Ray usually asks me to do, you know, like guess. So some things have happened between the time that we did our last radio show and today, meaning my aunt passed away. She was 82. She was stricken with Parkinson's for a really, 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 really long time. So she passed away on Thursday. So a couple of things have happened since then to probably influence my second G, but we're going to do this on buildingfortunesradio.com. I just wanted to give a shout-out to Mr. Ray Gebauer and say thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Hey, thank you, Peter. I appreciate the introduction. And I particularly took notice for some reason this time in that short recorded introduction where you end by saying, "Let's go out and make the world a better place." And, you know, it really resonates with me. And that's why we do these programs. That's why you do them, you host them, and why I'm doing them. Because I think we advanced beyond just what can I get out of this world to a higher level of maturity or enlightenment. And it's about what can I get, what can I give. And if you want to have a better life and be happier, feel more fulfilled, more significant, and have more happiness and peace, you've got to upgrade to this mentality that, you know, what can you do to love people, to make the world a better place? And so that's why we do what we do. And I've written 12 books. You know, and why do I do that? Because I believe that can contribute to making the world a better place. And not just the world in general, but more specifically your world. If you're listening, you got to take this step personally and learn how to make your world a better place, you know, for you and your family and your friends. So with that said, Peter's right. I like acronyms originally because I found it useful for myself personally to remember stuff. I would take some ideas and figure out how to create, like, you know, three or four words that summarize the concept and make it into an acronym. And I found that really useful. So I believe that helps other people remember things, makes it a little more interesting. So we're doing the acronym on RING, R-I-N-G, and we're getting toward the finish line here, the second G, like Peter said. So we have just one more in the series. I guess it's 4 times 3 12-part series. So last week we talked about the word, the G word was great. And I've said to talk about gratitude. That's so fundamentally important. But I've talked about that so many times, I thought I would, you know, focus on something else. And that wouldn't hurt to review that. But that's really, really important for life, gratitude. But we talked last week about being great. What does it mean to be great? How do you become great? How do you have a great impact? How can you have a great income? How can you have a great life? You know, not everybody ends up with a great life. It doesn't always end well. I mean, we live in a world where 50,000 people die per day just between the top two diseases, cancer and heart disease. 80% of the people are diabetic, which is the leading cause of blindness and amputations. You know, that's not like a good ending. A lot of people end up in the nursing home. You know? That's not so great. But to have a better life, for things to be great, part of it is being healthy and taking care of your health, because when you're too casual, you become a casualty. That's a really important line to really grab hold of. You don't want to be a casualty. You can't be too casual. It includes driving your car. If you're too casual, you can become a casualty. Too casual with your life, with your health, you become a casualty. Too casual with your finances, you can become a casualty. People are casualties, homeless on the street. So anyway, let's get into this the new word for tonight. And of course, just for fun, let's have Peter. What's your best guess? What do you think the word's going to be that starts with G? It's a four-letter word.
Yours is a four-letter word? Okay, so I'm already wrong.
Yes, tonight, yeah.
Yeah, so okay. So anyway, I was gonna go for either guide or a variation of that called guidance, but I'll stick with my answer, even though I know it's wrong. So it's either guide or guidance, but it's not four letters.
Well, yeah, that's a good word. I could run with that. Now, I hadn't thought about that one. Maybe I'll use that one next week. Well, the word sort of goes along with that, because guidance is definitely needed, and I do talk about that a lot. I'm not always using that particular word, but we all need help. We need coaching. We need mentoring. This is not a Lone Ranger deal in life. We need to be connected with people, and we need guidance. I sure needed a lot of guidance. I was like a quicksand going down, and I needed people to save me, you know, in terms of helping me overcome my fear and anxiety and lack of confidence. And so I needed, you know, guidance plus, you know, and a lot of people do. And whatever stage you get, even if you're making, you know, millions of dollars a year as whatever, an athlete or an actor, those people, they get guidance. They have their coaches and mentors, you know. But anyway, so, but if you want to become great and have a great life, this is a key, essential word and concept in order for you to become great. One of my favorite of many quotes from Jim Rohn. He said, "For things to change, you've got to change. You can't just wait for the economy to change or the politics or the weather or whatever, or to win the lottery. But for things to change, you've got to change." And so how do you change? Well, the key word is you got to grow. You got to grow up. And a lot of people, they're not really much in a growth mode. They're in what the psychologists call a fixed mindset, as opposed to a growth mindset or open mind. In fact, was it just this morning, I think, or yesterday? And, you know, I read a lot of articles, you know, on health, on quantum physics, neuroscience, and psychology. And this one was on the psychology. I'm pretty sure it was this morning. And it said the number one personality trait for longevity. And there's a bunch of them that they've looked at, and a lot of them they thought were like really key ones, but the one that was head and shoulders above all the other personality traits that determine how long someone is going to live. I mean, it was a really good article. It was in Inc. magazine. What that trait was is being open-minded, exploring new ideas. And if you don't do that, how far do you think you're going to grow? For things to get better, you've got to get better, which means you got to grow. Now, I've talked about this using other words before, like transformation, which I sort of like even better. Growing sort of pretty general. But it's the same concept. Transformation is sort of like growing in a exponential way. And ultimately, we want to just not just grow. We want to be transformed. In a significant way. But so anyway, let's keep with the word grow tonight, and I'm going to talk about growing in two applications. I usually like to talk about three, but yeah, these are the two main ones, so I'm going to just keep it simple, just two applications. So the first application is growing, we'll call it a project, or growing a business. If you're listening to this live or recorded, the chances are you are interested in growing a business. But why would you want to grow a business? Because you probably want to grow your income. You want to have a better life. You want to have more time freedom. You want to have more choices and options. I mean, if you're making $10,000 a month, you have more options than if you're making $1,000 a month. So most people, unless you have a job or want to get out of your job and have your own business, having your own business doesn't mean anything unless you can grow it. And unfortunately, the statistics are most people are not very successful in growing their own business. In fact, starting any business, you start a restaurant or whatever, you know, 90% of them end up failing. You know, real estate agents, the average income for a real estate agent, I read, is only $25,000 a year. And that includes the ones that are making millions of dollars, so most of them don't do so well. So most people do not have much success in growing any kind of business. The big advantage of network marketing, at least you're not putting up $50,000 or getting a loan for $500,000. You just start for usually a few hundred or $1,000 or so. But so anyway, the point is, so how do you grow a business? You don't just do it as an experiment to see how it works out. You do it with the intention of growing it. Well, in one respect, you can't really grow a business. That's really the more the result. You don't grow the business. What you really do is you grow people. And that's really the key to growing a business. And there's something even more important than that we'll get to here in part two here. The other application of growing. So I'm doing this sort of in reverse order. I wanted to start with this. So if you want to grow your business or your income, you've got to work on growing people, because the business isn't going to flourish just by you doing whatever you do. It's what they do. Who's that famous person, Rockefeller or Warren Buffett, I don't know, somebody said you'd rather have 1% of someone else's efforts than 100% of his own efforts. And so, you know, that's having leverage. I mean, how many hours a day can you work? You know, at the most, 24 hours a day, and you can't sustain that. But with this model, you could have the equivalent of 1,000 hours a day of work being accomplished because you're harnessing the power of other people. But that doesn't happen for most people. You know, the model is simple. Hey, you get three, they get three, and and then you have thousands of people, and then you're happily retired, and that's the dream. But for a lot of people, it ends up becoming more of a disappointment. Just like goals. Goals can be a point of empowerment, or they can be a point of disappointment, which is usually what they are. Not to say they're not helpful, but there's, you know, certain factors that need to also be in play for goals to actually empower you and make it work. So point of empowerment or point of embarrassment is the word I wanted to use. So how do you grow people? Because it's not going to grow by itself. You know, it's sort of like planting a garden. It, for the most part, it's not going to work that much just to throw the seed out there and see what happens. You've got to be a little more intelligent and careful. And what seeds you get, where you plant them, take care of them, making sure they get enough water, enough sun, not too much sun, not too much water. And then, of course, you got to protect them from the pests. You know, use some kind of method to, so the bugs don't get it, or the birds, or whatever. So, you know, it does take some, you know, time and effort. So dealing with people, overall, the most important strategy, I believe, that optimizes everything, especially in working with people, because most people lack confidence, they lack persistence, they lack skill level, they don't believe in themselves enough to stay in the game long enough. So how do you help people grow so they can stay in the business and actually have success? Well, I come back to my favorite principle. I think it's the ultimate principle in the universe, and I don't get tired of talking about it. If you listen to me a lot, maybe you do, but you know, I think this is like the foundation to have a better life. And that's the four dimensions of love. The four dimensions of love are caring, connecting, committing, creating value. So if you want to help people to be successful, first of all, you got to care. That's the first. That's loving with all of your heart, then follow your soul, all your mind, all your strength. You got to care about them, and they got to know that you care. You got to tell them and act consistently, which if you care, You share your time, you share your help, you share the resources, you become a teacher, you become a guide and a mentor. And second, you've got to connect with people. You know, like a train is a good analogy, you know, the cars need to be connected, otherwise they get left behind. So people, you need to connect with people intentionally, and people need to feel connected with you. So they know, like, and trust you, because ultimately people don't join companies so much as they join people. And you don't want them just to join like they're throwing a ball against the wall and just bounces off, you know. You want people to be connected to you so that they like you and they are open, they're teachable. Otherwise, you know, it's not going to last long. And doesn't end well, which it doesn't for most people. Like, love them, leave them, get them in, then you move on to the next one, and most of them, they all fade away. It's like planting a garden, you never give it any water. You know, everyone needs attention. I mean, think about it, even God wants attention. We all, babies need attention. Your wife needs attention. Husbands, you know, the employees, you know, your distributors, you know, everyone needs attention. Positive attention. That's one of the first aspects of love, giving attention. So if you care, you give attention, you connect with giving even more attention. And then plus the other, well, the third dimension of love that applies to helping people grow, if you want to grow your business, you got to grow the people. So they have to know that you are committed. You're committed to not just having them in your team so you can make money, but you're committed to their success. So if you focus more on your people's success, getting them to the next rank, getting them up to team leader, for example, like with the company I'm with, that's like the key position. You help them move up the ladder, rank up, then you'll be taken care of. But you can't just say, hey, you got to get us this rank. You've got to guide them and teach them and lead them. And they need to know and feel that you are committed to them winning. We all want to win. And if you want to win big and be great, have great success, there has to be a win-win. People have to know that you're rooting for them, and that you know that unless they win, you're not going to win. If your people don't win in this game, a building, you don't win. You're both, it's a lose-lose. You're both losers, you know, which is what usually happens. So for things to change, you've got to change, and you've got to help people to change, to grow. So commitment's the third element. I'm running out of time. And the fourth element is, of course, you've got to create. You've got to create value for people, which is sort of overlaps with some of these other dimensions. You're creating value by taking time with them, checking up with them, ideally creating accountability. But we're in this not just to make money. We're in this to create value, you know, for your people and for the customers. So it's really all about that. So if you want your business to thrive and to grow, you've got to take care of the people you're bringing in. And those four ways of caring, connecting, committing, creating value. And that's ultimately the best strategy, you know, for anything. You know, the Bible says, you know, the greatest commandment of all the commandments, the greatest one is to love. Love God and love others. Now, here's the second application for growing, which I maybe should have started with first. If you want to grow a business or a project, going back to Jim Rohn's quote, for things to change, you've got to change. You've got to be growing yourself. Yeah, you've got to help other people grow, but you're going to be much better equipped to help other people grow and be winners and successful if you're growing yourself. And that was really clearly the biggest key to my success. I went from a nobody to somebody, from a loser, from a, to a hero, sort of. I ended up growing a business up to almost 1 million people and made $10 million with one company. So because I went through a lot of personal training and personal development. And one of the biggest pieces of personal development isn't what you learn, it's what you unlearn. Like one of my favorite coaches and friends, Russ Devan, teaches, it's the untraining. And learning to increase your confidence, which is the opposite of fear. Most people are slowed down or stopped or paralyzed by fear of what people might think or how they might be judged. And most people have that issue. So for you to grow and to transform and be more effective in helping others and having a better life, you've got to decrease your fear and increase your faith. They're inversely related. And so another way of saying this, you got to grow in your confidence, because without confidence, you're not going to stay in the game. It's not going to pan out. So you've got to work on that. And one of the easiest ways you can work on that yourself. I had a distraction there. To increase your confidence is reviewing, well, going back to the past and the present and future. Take a list of like the top 10 wins or achievements you've made in the past, even if they're little minor things, but you feel good about because you remember them. That's why you remember them, because there's enough emotion attached. Make a list of those things and then reflect on those. That's like some evidence that you've had success in the past in maybe some unrelated area, but that is proof that you have some ability to make something happen. So that increases your confidence for other endeavors. And secondly, right now, what do you have going for you right now? What are your resources? Who are the people that are there for you? What's the training that's available or coaching? And so all those things increase your confidence right now, because you have certain things going for you. You're able to talk. You're able to share something that you're excited about. And third, you can also increase your confidence by looking into the future and visualizing your dream and your goal coming true. And the more you focus on that, especially with emotions, you got to feel excited, that increases your confidence. You're just writing down your goals and really feeling excited about them dramatically increases your confidence, which increases your effectiveness. So if a part of what you want is more income, it starts with the more influence. Influence leads to more impact, which leads to more income. And to have more influence, you've got to have confidence. People don't follow people who don't have confidence. And you've got to increase your confidence. And that's one way. Being around other people who have confidence or have a lot of faith and a lot of belief, it's all the same thing, that increases yours, because all emotion is contagious. If you're around angry people, you only becoming angry. You're around people who have a lot of anxiety or fear, you start to get that. If you're around happy people, you start being happy. If you're around people who have high faith or confidence, then yours goes up too. So that goes back to the connecting dimension of love. And if you want to get ahead in life, a better life, you got to connect, you know, to the right people. Now, another way of looking at all this, I always like to borrow this from John Maxwell. He talked about if you're going to want to build something or grow something, you got to do it three times, like building a house. You got to build the house three times. You got to build it in your mind, build it on paper, like the blueprint, and then build it in reality. So he had the three S's. It's just a very convenient way of remembering this. So first you have to see it. That's the visualization. That's the perception. So if you want to grow your business, grow yourself, become confident, maybe a better speaker, better trainer, have more influence, you got to see yourself that way first, just in your mind. And add to that, you know, strong feelings, and you're excited that you're going to get there eventually. So you have to see it, then you have to say it. It means you have to say it on paper, like writing down your goals and your mission, your purpose, and say it out loud to people. Here's what I'm up to. Here's what I'm going to do. Watch me do this. I may not have what it takes right now, but I'll figure it out. I'll connect with the right people. Do you want to go public with your intentions? If you want to get up to, say, $5,000 a month or $10,000 a month, don't keep it secret. You know, make yourself accountable. You know, tell people, hey, this is what I'm going to do. By the end of this year or by the end of next year, I'll be at this level. And that puts a little bit of internal pressure on yourself because now you went public, which is a good thing, really. And if you don't get there, well, so what? Well, you're going to get a lot further by going public and being committed. And then the third F, you see it, say it, and you got to seize it. That means you got to actually seize the opportunity. You got to go into action. That's the fourth element of love, the creating part, the creating value. So you build the house by actually building it. You see it, you say it, that's the blueprint, and then you seize it by actually building it. Same thing with your business. You got to see it, you say it, you seize it. Same thing with your personal life or with your marriage or relationships. You got to see it, you got to say it often, like affirmations, declarations, like several times a day, and then you have to seize it. As far as saying it, I'll just throw in there, you know, gratitude is good. You know, gratitude for where you've already come and gratitude for what's going to happen. That's another powerful emotion to include in all of this. So when you have a better life and more income, this is a formula for success. If it doesn't happen just because you wanted to, you have to grow. You have to grow. You have to help other people grow. And so these are some, I think, gold nuggets that if you embrace them, I guarantee you this, everything I said is not going to help you if you don't use it. You can't just say, oh, that was interesting. I agree. That makes sense. That was clever or that was smart. So what? It doesn't matter. What does matter is what are you going to do with it? So now the ball's in your court. I've given you some tools, some ideas, a track to run on, some guidance. But to have a better life, to be happier, have more money, more influence, more satisfaction, more significance, we've got to grow and help other people grow. So that's it for tonight. Any comments or questions here?
Nope. Excellent information. And you had mentioned a quote a little bit earlier. It was John Getty. Getty was the gentleman who said, I'd rather have 1% of 1,000 people or 100 people than 100% of my own. So John Paul Getty.
Yeah.
So having said that,
great
stuff. As usual. So for those people who want to hear this again, go back to buildingfortuneradio.com/Ray-Gebauer, and you'll be able to hear this all over again. We have one more show left, but Ray, for people that want to meet up with you and connect with you and take advantage of your tutelage, how do they find you?
Well, fortunately, it's not difficult, not many hoops to jump through. you already got a phone, so now you just got to use it. Just call or text me anytime, day or night. You know, if it's 3 a.m. in the morning, it's fine because my phone's off. Just leave a message, you know, text or call. And my number is 360-583-2227. 360-583-2227. And if you have a conversation for possibility, I guarantee you this. I can't help you if you don't call. But if you do, I can help you either with what you're doing or maybe you need to upgrade to something else and I can maybe give you some guidance. You may want to join my team, what I'm doing, because what I'm doing is the most exciting business I've ever been in my life. And it's growing faster than anything I've ever done before. People are getting amazing results in 5 seconds or less. I've never had anything like this before. So you may want to learn about it and maybe be a customer or help me reach the world with some amazing technology. That's totally different, affordable. It's not a supplement, not a device. But anyway, so if you're interested, you know, call me or just need help with your own, whatever you're already doing, you're happy with that, you know, call me anyway. So I'm here to help you make your world a better place. So that's it for tonight. Thanks for listening. God bless you all. Love you all. And we'll be here next week. Thanks, Peter.
See you next week. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.